Two, another edition of our prophetic prayer partnership. The Father has blessed us one more time and again. And here we are, another week in our partnership. And aren't we so grateful? Aren't we so glad? The Lord is certainly good, good to every last one of us. And I want you to know that. I want you to see that. I want you to embrace it. I want you to embrace the fact that God is good. And he is worthy of all of our praise. He is worthy of all of the glory. And I'm so grateful that he is always available to us for us to bring our concerns and our matters and our brokenness and our issues before him. Come before the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing, knowing that he is God. He has made us and not we ourselves. We belong to him. Yes. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Our lips have nothing but praise upon them. The Father has blessed us once again. I am so grateful to those of you who have been a part of our partnership. And for those of you who are joining us for the very first time tonight, we say welcome to you. Tonight, we are dealing with divine strategy. We are dealing with divine strategy. We've really been talking about this all of the month of March. We have really been tuning in on this strategy. And I have not even been feeling a release from this subject matter. In fact, we're going to continue in this subject matter as we go into the month of April. We're going to stay right here dealing with divine strategy. Why? Because strategy deals in a mental space. Strategy deals in a mental space. It takes great cognition, focus, concentration in order to formulate and to develop strategy. Most people are not able to do it because they have no clarity mentally. So consumed and so overwhelmed with so many things that are happening. Until it blocks your clarity. It blocks thought patterns. It blocks downloads. It blocks everything that God wants to show you and God wants you to be able to observe. Here's something that I want you to consider. You know, have you ever felt that being stuck? You know, have you ever had that feeling of being stuck just in a place? Where you just feel stuck there. Nothing moving forward, nothing moving backward. It's just a place where you're just stagnant, just smack dab in the middle of a particular space of your life. You can't really discern the space. You don't really know what the space is. You just know that you're there, and there seems to be no movement in your life. Sometimes we're stuck. By our own fears. We're stuck because of our own apprehensions. We ourselves, in many junctures, do not house the capacity to make a move, to make a decision. A lot of the times we feel as though making certain moves or making certain decisions is going to really be the end of all things. Have you ever felt that's that kind of stuck I'm talking about tonight? That if I make a move, I know I need to make a move, but if I make a move, that could be the end of all things. Well, I want to tell you that in this season of your life, there has to be strategy. Asking the Lord, Lord, give me strategy. Strategy to make the moves that I know I need to make, but I'm too afraid to make them. I'm too fearful to make them. I'm not sure. I'm uncertain that even if it's not fear, there's an uncertainty that may possibly be there, restricting your movements, restricting your vision, restricting your ability to dream, your ability to plan, your ability to calculate. We need strategy. You cannot go forward without it because strategy includes not just the what to do, or even the how to do, but even the when to do. The timing of the Lord is absolutely everything in all it is that we do. There are people in the scriptures that have been, I'm telling you, tremendously impacted by just knowing what to do and at which time to do it. Not leaving things left up to chance, not leaving things left up in the air, letting it go and letting it do whatever it's going to do. You need to prepare for your next. You need to prepare for what is to come. There has to be a plan. Can I tell you that these plans that I'm speaking about, these strategies that I'm speaking about, are not your own strategies? No. When God puts a strategy in your spirit, when He puts a plan in your spirit, it is the doings of God. It is the voice of God. It's the affirmation of the Lord. It is the confirmation of God. I'll share with you that there are some things, even myself personally, been really holding on to, feeling, just kind of going through certain motions, just waiting, waiting on the timing of the Lord, waiting on the clearance from God, not wanting to move because I felt like I needed to move, not wanting to do it because I felt like I needed to do it. Because if I'm in my flesh, then I'm going to mess things up. If I'm in my flesh, if I'm in my feelings, if I'm moving based off of my emotions, it is not the strategy of God. Because when God begins to move, He moves in the stillness of our moments. It's not the emotionalism. That's what happened with Elijah, that while he was there in that mountain, he heard the earth quaking. He felt it. He saw the fire. You know, there were so many different things that he experienced there in those moments, but God was not in it. He was experiencing it in his flesh, but God was not in it. But the Bible tells us that in a still small voice, what am I saying to you? When God begins to deal with you, and when God begins to give you clearance, and when God begins to give you a thumbs up, and when God begins to give you a go, you've got to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that this is the doings of God. He speaks. And when he speaks in the stillness of your moment. You want to know why most people don't hear God? They're too emotional to hear him. They're too disheveled to hear him. They're too outside of themselves to hear him. Those moments are too high. And so in those moments, you're making up your own mind, you're coming to your own conclusions, you're drawing out the consequence and the repercussions for yourself. You are where you are when you're in that height, the height of an emotional moment. But when you calm yourself, how many witnesses do I have to that? Have you ever experienced that? That when you calm yourself, God will lay it all out for you. It will be right there. I'm telling you, it'll be right there. And then you're sitting there saying, my God, the answer was there the entire time. The solution was there. The resolve was there the entire time. I just couldn't see it because I was emotionally a wreck. I was mentally disheveled, but now it's clear. Now my eyes are open. Elijah, this is what I want you to do. And I've been wanting you to do it, but you were too emotional. How do you know that Elijah was emotional, Bishop? Because this powerful prophet sat underneath a juniper tree and requested of God that he might die. And he had never experienced any failure. Everything he did was successful. Everything he saw was manifestation. I mean, from the stopping of the rain from the heavens by the word of the Lord in his mouth, to the feeding of the ravens who had come to feed him. the drinking of the brook of Cherith, and then even when that dried up and the birds stopped coming, he goes to Zarephath. He meets a widow woman by the instructions of God. She feeds him. He prophesies over the widow woman, and the barrel of the widow woman never goes empty. I mean, he hears the sound of the abundance of, I mean, he's going through a myriad of successful moments. Nothing but success. He's experiencing nothing but success. But in the interim of all of that success that he is experiencing, guess what's happening? His emotions are getting in the way. His mental space is completely congested. And a threat comes. And as soon as the threat comes, you see how emotionally fragile and how mentally unstable he was, although he was experiencing success. And he goes to the juniper tree and he wants to die in the wilderness. And I'm telling you, who we are in emotional moments, who we are in high intense mental moments, I'm telling you, it will break any one of us completely. You would be shocked at the strength you observe in someone's life in one moment. But when they get to that juniper tree moment, it'll have you looking, saying, is this the same person? My God, what happened? I thought they were strong. I thought they were victorious. I thought they were experiencing great success. But great success and victorious living and all of those things above does not stop you from experiencing human moments, which causes you to want to sit underneath a juniper tree and give up on it all. I want to tell somebody tonight that there is a way out of your give up, and it's called strategy. It's called divine strategy. So now it's time for you to lift your head. It is now time for you to look up. It is now time for you, listen at this, are you ready? To calm down. I want you to begin to say that to yourself right now. I must calm down. I must calm down. And this way, you know that you are not making emotional decisions, that you are not making decisions based on feelings, but you are making a conscious and cognizant decision based upon the divine instruction and strategies of God. That He's putting something in your spirit that is so concrete, it is fail-proof. That what you're getting ready to do and how you're getting ready to maneuver and what you're getting ready to decide and how even you may be able to put your foot down and what it is you are getting ready to say, it is concrete. There are no holes in the plan. You are moving under a divine ordinance and a divine structure. I don't know who this is for tonight, but while you are listening to me up underneath the sound of my voice, your writing must reoccur. You must take back up scribing and documenting the thoughts that you have in your calm moments, for in those thoughts lie the strategies of God. Oh, He is talking to you tonight. He is reviving and refreshing your spirit tonight. You stopped writing, you stopped scribing, you stopped jotting, you stopped documenting. And this is a clear sign from heaven to you to get back into documenting. Many of you don't even know that the thoughts that you're having while you claim it's daydreaming, the thoughts that you are having while you're in your peaceful and serene moments, those are the strategies of God, the instructions of God for your next season. But you can't hear it because the enemy has you in such confusion, always in controversy, always in conflict, argumentative, always fussing and always fighting and always on the edge. These are the distractions of strategy. But tonight, I recall these things to your mind, that the strength of God come alive in you again, that the power of God awaken and quicken in you again, that you hear God with such a clarity, that you hear God with such a precision, that your movements become accurate, that they are not convoluted, but they are accurate, that they are not just moving from this place to that place, and you're running like a chicken with the head cut off. You just have no direction. You're just all over the place. But that is not the movement of God. God is strategic. God is intentional. Come on, declare that with me tonight. God is strategic. God is intentional. God is not giving you anything to do that's going to make you look crazy. And even when others don't understand it, and even when others say, "Oh, you're crazy," do you not know that in a moment, God will have what everybody else said was crazy? He'll have you looking like a genius. He'll have you looking like someone on the cutting edge, someone who's setting a trend. So God is so strategic, he's so intentional, and you can be so confident in that, and you just run with what he's saying. Run with what he's saying and the direction he's taking you in. Go with that. Go with that, because by the end of all of this, you're going to look brilliant. Jot down what he's telling you. Take those moments. Cut away from all of the confrontation and all of the agitations and all of the frustrations and all of the controversies of your life. Cut some time, carve some time out to just sit in a peaceful place. What is a peaceful place for you? As the weather is breaking, there are some people who find peace sitting in a park. There are some that find peace sitting on a beach. There are some that find peace just being out. Doors. There are some that have rooms or spaces in their homes that they have decorated and have placed certain artifacts there that help to create that ambiance of peace. But wherever that peaceful place is, sit there and calm down. Calm down. Come down from those high, intense, energetic moments. Come down from there and calm down. Calm down. How did those spirits that was in that man there at Mark chapter number 5, the top of Mark chapter number 5, how did those spirits become subjected enough to come out of that man and to stop tormenting that man? How did it come out? It came out, those spirits came out, watch this, because of calmness, because of peace. See, I knew that this man in the text was volatile and he was violent because the Bible says that they tried to bind him with fetters. Those are chains. They tried to bind him with chains. And that lets me know that he was very volatile and he was very violent and he was very vile and he was literally filled with rage and anger. And so they tried to bind him up with chains, but watch this. The Bible says that the chains wasn't working. He kept breaking the chains and plucking, the Bible said, plucking them asunder. With his bare hands, he is removing the chains. That's some high energy there. But guess what? When Jesus shows up, there's a calm. Praise God. There's a calm. And as a result of the calm, there's a conversation. And through the conversation, there's a casting out. I want to tell you tonight, my God, that God is intentional. He is strategic. All of that arguing, and you need to calm down. You need to come away from there and let God speak to you clearly. Let God speak to you precisely. Let God speak to you and let those thoughts, let those energies synchronize to the Spirit of God and let God minister to you from a place of peace. I want to declare to you, you will not be angry going into this next season. There's over 100 of you that are connected to us tonight through our prayer conference line as well as our Zoom platform. And I'm telling every last one of you tonight, there will be peace if there's going to be strategy. Because anything you're planning while you're in a high energy, that's not divine strategy. That's vengefulness. That's anger. That's rage. That's spitefulness. That's maliciousness. That's facetiousness. Are you listening to me? When you are in a high place, that's flesh. That's not God. You got to come on down. You got to come down from there, and you got to let God minister to your spirit. I want to share with you tonight that there is, even tonight, for many of you, this is an answer. I can see many of them that are commenting there on the Zoom platform. I pray that this is ministering to those of you that are on the conference line, because this tonight is a confirmation for many of you who have been wondering what to do, who have been feeling stuck and indecisive, who have felt between a rock and a hard place, not knowing exactly what's happening or what needs to happen next. And tonight, God speaks to you and tells you, calm down. You have been an emotional wreck in this last season, and you have covered it, and you have masked it, and you have come out in the public, and you have put up this facade, but deep down within, you've been a wreck. But I hear the Lord saying to tell you all tonight, calm down and hear him. Praise God. Woo, that's some victory right there. That is a praise right there. Calm down and hear him. Praise God. Oh, who is God talking to tonight? Who is this ministering to tonight? Those of you that are on the conference line, are you getting this tonight? Those of you that's on the Zoom platform, are you getting this tonight? Calm down and hear God. Stop listening to the gossip. Stop listening to the word on the street. Stop letting everybody instruct you and advise you. Stop letting all of these things come into your ear and come into your spirit. Calm down and hear God. Hear him, because he's a speaking God. Yes, he is. He's a speaking God, and he wants to speak to you. The earthquake is in the way. The fire is in the way. The big winds that are blowing, they are in the way. And they are restricting me from hearing his calm voice. And can I testify? And then I'm gonna pray for you. I know I'm just I'm a, let me testify, and then I'm gonna pray for you. Because sometimes I just get to teaching and then I lose track of the time. But let me just testify right quick, and then I'll pray for you. I had to calm down. Angry, upset, enraged, infuriated. But the moment I calmed down, I could hear the voice of the Lord saying, "Here I am. Here I am." Your emotions wouldn't let you hear me. My God, your high energy would not let you hear me. So the moment you came down, the moment I came down, I heard him say, "Here I am." And then he would begin to speak to me and give me the strategy for my next move, the strategy for my next season. I had to calm down to hear God. I'm telling y'all, there are too many people around us that's hooked on drama. I'm telling you, they're hooked on it. They love it. They love all that high energy, that yappy, 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 and yelling and going on. And I'm telling you, you got to unplug from that mess, and you got to get yourself in a calm place, that personal altar. And that's when you're going to hear God, because in this season, it's all about divine strategy. Nobody moving ignorantly. Nobody moving aimlessly. Nobody moving without a plan. Nobody moving without some type of strategy in place. It is time to hear God. And the only way we can do that is we must calm down. We must do it. We must do it. You must do it now. You must do it now. Many of you right now, these are issues for your job. Your job has you in a emotional, on an emotional roller coaster. Many of you relationships, and some of you even family. It's just all kinds of things that just got you all over the place. But you need to calm down and let God speak to you and give you a strategy. You're going to shock yourself. You're going to shock yourself when you hear what God has to say about all of the turmoil that's been going on in your life. This is a divine strategy season. Nothing aimless, nothing reckless. You're not going to be like a bull in a china shop, tearing up everything in your life this year. No, this year is going to be a different kind of year. That high energy must come low, and you must move in calmness. Calmness. Hear him. Hear him and hear him clearly. And then when he speaks, follow his directives, follow his instructions to the T, because in his instructions are his provisions. In his instructions are the manifestations of the prophecies you've heard. In his instructions are his healings. Are you listening to me? Calm down. Calm down and follow God. Oh, I'm excited about Jesus. Oh, I'm excited about what God is saying. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about how he is speaking. You all are just about to see something tremendous in your life. God is up to something. God is up to something. God is up to something, and he is including you. And I want to know how many of you tonight have received this in your spirit. How many of you tonight have accepted this in your spirit? Come now, let's pray together. Come now, let's believe God tonight, like never before. Those of you who have submitted your prayer requests, I have received them. I want to thank you for submitting them. And I want you to know that I am committed to praying for you and your concerns and your matters on my personal altar. Latoya Hampton, we're praying for you. Mary Silvers, Richard Terua, Michelle Terua, Donna Parker, Michelle Smith, Naisha Cooper, Diane Everett, Janet Durbin, Celeste Johnson, Harriet Green, Justin Mack, Annette West, Johnny Stafford, Shirima Abdullah, Patsy Rizzo, Chanel Kelly, Diamond Smichael, Rosalinda Archbold, Diane Harge, Redonia Johnson, Meriton Tajmaleti Freeman, Derek Dominic, Shamika Horton, Kimberly Wright, Verna Simmons, Latoya Nugent, Ruth Aileen, Shanika Muniz, Benita Thompson, Harriet Shelby, Lorraine Williams, Shaquana Johnson, Martin Merced, Sandra Morris, Alana Lewis, Pandora Wilson, Kikamon Rockmore, Andre Hill, and Patricia Hill. We are believing God for each of you, and tonight there is power hitting our lives through our commitment to be calm and hear God. Now, let's pray together. Most gracious and holy God, our Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. We thank you so very much for ministering to our spirit tonight. You are God, and beside you, there is no other. You have spoken, and we have heard. And because you have spoken, we hear clearly. Now, Father, in this next season, heal us. Heal us from every injury that we have incurred. I thank you that now, in this next hour of our lives, the triggers of our lives are now being disarmed. Those triggers that send us into emotional and mental high intense energies, those triggers that remind us of our traumas and remind us of our pain and remind us of our past, we declare that those triggers are being disarmed. For Father, you desire for us to be in full cognition going forward in our right minds. You have given us an authority to take control of our minds, that domain. And I thank you that tonight, the strategy of the enemy is being usurped. The authority of the enemy is being arrested. And you, God, are giving us a clarity on how to approach and how to answer and how to respond and what it is that we need to do. Lord, we depend solely upon you. We lean not to our own understanding. We're trusting and acknowledging you in all of our ways. Tonight, Spirit of the Living God, refresh us tonight. Refresh us in your presence. Refresh us in the spirit world. In the name of the Lord, revive us even during this Holy Week, this Passion Week. Bring a revival to our spirit man. Cause us, oh God, to experience an awakening and an awareness of your spirit and the moving of your power. Father, equip and activate us to do what it is you have called us to do. Let nothing stand in the way. Let nothing hinder. Let nothing bind. We thank you now for the development of gifts and the stirring of gifts that work not only in your church, but gifts that work in the marketplace and gifts that work in industry. Get the glory out of our administrative skills and what we are able and capable of doing. Get the glory out of our lives. We pray now for a special anointing to rest upon the people who have felt weary, who have felt like giving up and throwing up their hands, throwing in the towel. We declare that there be an igniting. Bring us back to the place, oh God, of overflow, abundance, of development. We give you praise today. We thank and we give you glory because you are God, and beside you there is no other. I give you glory for divine strategy, the wisdom to execute it. I thank you, God, that you are putting the necessary pieces in place in our lives, that what it is we are able to do and what it is we are able to accomplish. God, it is all because of you. You have sat upon our gifts. You have sat upon our talents, and you have caused us to be magnified in spaces and on platforms where you have ordained and deemed for us to be. It is not by power. It is not by might, but it is by your spirit. It is by your spirit that we are thriving in territories and thriving in areas where we would have been failing ordinarily. You have put the extra on our ordinary. You have caused us to become extraordinary. We thank you now for all that you have been and all that you are, what it is that you continue to do in the lives of your people. Sanctify us wholly. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. We turn down our own flesh desires, our own carnality. We turn it down that we may pursue after the things of the Spirit. Align our will with yours. Cause us, O God, to desire as you desire for us. Help us, O God, to tear down the walls of deconstruction in our spirit. Everything that counters what your spirit has established, we tear those strongholds down. Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge we have of you in our mind, we pull down those strongholds. We declare that we are fearfully and wonderfully made strong. We are fortified. We are made in the image of God. Thank you for what you are doing in this next season. Thank you for causing that which is constructive to now be added to our lives. Thank you for that which is now, oh God, building to be added to our lives. And I thank you that you are bringing about an exit to everything that would sabotage. I thank you that you are bringing about an exit to everything that would distract. I give you glory this night and I give you praise this night, knowing, oh God, that with you all things are possible. Encourage the discouraged tonight, build up the torn down tonight. I give you praise. I give you praise for direction, redirection. Yes, I thank you that you're even coming back around through your mercifulness. You are coming back around to redirect us back on the path where we ought to be in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we give you praise tonight, for we know that in the calm place, you are right there. You said that you would give us peace. You said that not only would you give us peace, but that peace would be perfect. I give you glory now that you're bringing our minds to a settling. I pray over the rest of your people tonight, that as they lie down to rest tonight, that you give them peaceful sleep, peaceful rest in the name of the Lord Jesus. I give you praise for what you are establishing and for how you are moving by your spirit and power. Father, take the voice that has come to destroy our lives, take that voice out of our lives. Take that voice out of our ear. The voices that have come to distract our lives, take and remove those voices from our lives and bring us to a place, oh God, where we can acknowledge your voice, hear your voice, know your voice, and follow your voice. You said that your sheep know your voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I thank you for silencing the voice of the stranger. I thank you that the strange spirit, the stranger is now being removed. The influence of the stranger is now being removed. And we declare tonight by faith that we will hear your voice, know your voice, acknowledge your voice, and follow your voice. We give you praise tonight for divine strategy, this next season of our lives flowing differently. We say, yes, Lord. We say thank you. We give you praise, glory, and honor is always yours. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we lift this prayer. And now, with adoration, we say thank God and we say amen. Let every person connected to this call tonight give God the praise. Come on, give him praise now. Worship him and glorify him and honor him, giving him the fruit of your lips. It's not difficult to honor who you love. Come on and honor God tonight. Come on and praise him tonight. We give God the glory tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We give you praise. Hallelujah. You have come to take away the sins of the world. You have come to cleanse us. You have come to lift us. And we say thank you, Lord. We say thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. We say yes, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Thank you, Father, for moving by your spirit and moving by your power. We say glory to God and amen. My dear brothers and sisters who are still connected to this call tonight, what a mighty God we serve. He has spoken to us. He has spoken to us, and we are clear. We are clear in the voice of the Lord that He has somewhat to say to us, so much that He wants to download to us. And I want you to keep your spirit open, that as you're moving throughout the week, as you're moving throughout your day, you know, and you're moving and you're going about with your activity, I want you to keep in mind that whenever the voice of the Lord speaks, it is important that we too are able to hear. Have you ever been in a heated discussion and you can hear the other person speaking, but because emotions are really riding high, it's very hard to comprehend? It's not that many people have not heard the voice of God. They've not comprehended his voice because of where they were at that particular space in their lives. I want you to be able to calm yourself, to bring yourself back from that boiling point, to hear God. These instructions tonight are so vital. They are so important. We must hear from God. We must hear him, and we must hear him clearly. And can I tell you this? Because of the urgency of the hour, we can't afford to miss any instruction that God gives us. This is what I want you to do. I begin to hear the Lord to instruct us tonight. You know, in our prophetic prayer partnership, every now and again, the Lord will instruct us in seed sowing. And tonight, I want to challenge. There are over 100 of you that are connected tonight. And I want to challenge the majority of you that can hear. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Those of you that will hear God tonight, I want to challenge you to sow a $40 seed tonight. I want to challenge you to sow a $40 seed tonight. Our partnership is very important to me. And it is important that we are able to follow the voice of God. I want to challenge you to do that electronically tonight. The Cash App is Inner City New York, $InnerCityNY, $InnerCityNY. I want you to sow that seed tonight. Givelify, if you're doing by Givelify, you can do that. Givelify is Inner City Prophetic Ministries. You can find us there on Givelify. But I want you to release that seed of 40. Something about the seed is going to meet every need. I want to challenge you to do that tonight. I want to challenge you to obey God, just to release that seed of 40 and watch the hand of God begin to move on our behalf as we follow him. He will do some magnificent things for us. I'm excited about your future. And I'm not talking about your distant future. I'm talking about your neared and immediate future. Thank you. I see there are those already saying done on Zoom. I want those of you on the conference line, be intentional. Sow that seed. There are over 100 of us, but I want us, listen at me, I want us to sow tonight like never before. Because as we do this, we're going to see God move for us like we've never seen him before. Not that the miracle cost money. No. The miracle requires our obedience. See, the obedience, it's not always money, it's obedience. And once we are able to obey, we'll start seeing things line up. I pray a miracle over your day tomorrow. I pray a miracle over your week. Listen, I want to encourage you to join me each morning. I'm going to be leading you, starting you tomorrow. I'm going to be leading you tomorrow morning in prayer, 7 a.m. I want you to join me there, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'll be praying with you each morning, including Good Friday. I'm going to be praying each morning, including Good Friday. And then I want you to plan to join me 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Good Friday service. It's going to be amazing. You don't want to miss it. You want to be on time. I'm going to be anointing, not only washing the feet of the saints, but anointing the feet. The Lord told me to anoint the feet of the saints for the upcoming days. He gave me that Joshua 1 anointing. I believe it's 1 and 8. Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, God's going to give you the soil. And I'm going to be anointing the feet of the saints Friday at 3 p.m. I cannot wait to share this week with you, this Holy Week. It's going to be absolutely powerful. The blessings of the Lord be yours. Good night to all of you.